Welcome to the Dirty Slides Podcast. I am your host today, Andy Lazarus, and I'm joined by intern Trevor, and we have a special guest, the center fielder of the Venice Gays, Martell Telly London. What's up, Tell?
What's up, Laz?
Welcome to the podcast, man.
Yeah, no, good to be here, man. Good to be here.
For those of you who don't know Telly, I just put up one of the Telly Classics Gays videos in my bio on my Twitter, so check it out. It's bitch assness and ho shit before you ask.
I figured it was that. Yeah. That was a classic.
So Tell, just for everybody to get to know you a little bit, you are the center fielder for the Gays. You're also the head baseball coach at Junipero Serra in Gardena. Yeah. You went to Inglewood High School. You're a three-sport star. Baseball, basketball, football. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
And you went to Texas Southern, played in the regionals.
Yeah.
You guys lost in the regionals?
Yeah, we got smashed on by LSU.
Oh, man, I wish
11-1.
I wish I was good enough to get smashed by LSU.
Right.
I got smashed by Ohio Wesleyan. Like every year. It sucked.
All right.
You're a legit ball player, dude. You played with Chris Davis and Trevor Plouffe. You pieced up Trevor Plouffe and Andrew Kashner in high school.
Oh yeah, I pieced them both. Actually, scout ball.
Yeah.
Kashner in collegiate league, pieced him up, double off the wall. Plouffe, off the top of the left field wall. Yeah, it's probably why he doesn't pitch anymore. But
yeah, he's like an infielder now.
Yeah,
you retired him,
right? But like Chris Davis, like KD is funny. Like he like the power that he's showing in big leagues right now. He always had that kind of pop, even when he was smaller.
Did he always step in the bucket like he does now?
Pretty much. And it was always crazy. Like, how is a guy this small stepping in the bucket with oppo power like that?
I don't understand how he does that.
Me and you both.
Yeah.
I'm bewildered by it.
Crazy. If any of you guys, you know, don't want to know how to hit or want to I want to know how to hit incorrectly, go watch Chris Davis. He does everything wrong. And drops bombs in the big leagues.
Drops 45 bombs in the big leagues. With like wrist.
Yeah.
He's like hitting with wrist. It's crazy.
He's like one of those old 70s power hitters.
Absolutely.
Like Eric Davis or George Foster.
Yeah.
But in that George Foster, Eric Davis family.
Yeah. Like
skinny, wristy pop.
Yep. Sliders on the outside third.
Yeah.
Hitting them 450 left center.
It just doesn't make sense to me, but you know, I'm a different kind of athlete than Chris Davis.
me and you both.
Well, I'm a different kind of athlete than you, so I'm like three levels, hopefully, from Chris Davis. I'm probably five levels from Chris Davis. So after Texas Southern, you played a little bit of pro ball at the El Paso Diablos in the American Association.
Yeah.
What was that like? How long did you play there?
I was there for probably a little over a month, and maybe a little over a month, and got a call in the office, and it was one of those strange, like, uh-ohs.
Yeah.
Because I was playing well, but I didn't understand, you know, like, what was going on. And basically, the conversation was more like, yeah, you know, I got a lot of guys that, it was almost like, we didn't think you were going to do this well.
And what were you hitting at the time?
I was hitting probably like between 360, like 360 something, right around there. Jesus. Yeah, like 360 something. A couple extra base hits.
Yeah.
And actually a few extra base hits. And it was like, you know, like any ball is like the homie hookup.
Yeah.
So if you got a boy, you know, like a buddy who's an agent, and he's got some guys that just got released from affiliate ball. He's like, hey, you know, I'm going to send you these guys. Take care of them on this, whatever, any ball team it is. And basically, you know, we had some different guys that, you know, some were okay, but like two or three guys that pretty much had just got released from like affiliate ball. And they joined the team. And like I said, truth I did, I thought they were okay. One was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
you were better than the other two guys?
To be honest.
All three of them?
Truthfully, the one that was pretty good was relative, but the other two was like, come on, dude. And the conversation in the office, the manager was Butch Henry, too. It's funny. The conversation in the office was more around like, you know, I got these other guys, and, you know, I don't really want to put pressure on these other guys. And in my mind, that was the conversation. Yeah. And in my mind, I'm thinking like, wait, pressure is a luxury.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
What do you mean you want to put pressure on these guys? Like, you're paying them to play baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, no. And
what did he give you? Oh, this is the toughest job a manager has. Any of that shit?
No, it was actually more on the lines of like, you're a good ball player, and you know, if anybody, you know, calls and asks about you, you know, I'll definitely put in a good word for you.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah, right. It was more on the lines of that. Like, yeah, yeah. Like I appreciate it.
If anybody calls, like, I'm not going to make calls.
Yeah.
But if I receive a phone call and someone asks about you,
yeah,
I will say nice things.
Right. That's exactly what.
Man, you're doing me a hell of a favor,
huge
coach.
Favor,
thanks,
right.
Butch.
Yeah, and it was like, it was that with, what else did he say? Oh, he said, you know, I'm sure you'll get picked up. I'm sure, you know, you get picked up by somebody. Somebody else will pick you up. Then there was, I went to a workout a little after that. And for, what team is that? It was a team in the Pecos League. Can't think of the name of the team. But it was a team in the Pecos League. And in my mind, I was like, yeah, the Pecos League. where ball players go to just die.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it one step before Mexico?
It's actually below Mexico. Yeah.
Would you rather go play in Mexico?
He's like, let's just go play Mexico. Pay me in carne asada.
Yeah. You're like, I'll go beat Steve Nebraska. I don't give a shit.
Right. Yeah, no. What's the name of that team? It wasn't the Osos. I'm trying to think of the name of the team. But it was so I went to another workout for this organization, and it was some guys there who run like a summer. They kind of have like a mix between a summer like collegiate thing. You know, they do like summer collegiate ball.
Yeah.
It was this team called the San Diego Force.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, like I'm sure this team's going to pick you up. If they don't, give us a call. And it was almost like, they were trying not to tell me that, yeah, this is a collegiate league.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Come play for a few weeks, and we'll get you signed.
Yeah,
we'll get you signed.
Somebody will find you.
Yeah, like we'll get you signed. And like once I started, you know, I did a little research. I was just like, oh wait, like I'm sorry, Pat.
Yeah,
you know? I'll tell you this: the guy was really cool. His name was Pat Allen, brother, black dude. He was like really cool. He loved me at the workout, everything.
Yeah.
But he did. He was like really cool. He kept calling. He's like, no, like don't. Don't leave it here. Like, don't leave it here. Like, you should come play with us at least for a couple weeks. And, but at that time, I had, you know, like, basically left. I was coaching high school ball. I was just basically gotten coaching high school ball. And I had a number of guys that I was, like, working with. Denzel was actually one that I was, like, working with. And I was like, you know, like, I was on that place of, like, do I really want to go through this again? And, like,
how old were you at the time?
24 or 5.
Yeah, that's where you got to make the decision because you're already an old prospect.
Right. And in my mind, I was like just really starting my training business.
Yeah.
And I was like, this summer seems like it'll be a good summer to like kick it off and you know, really get my business out there. And I was like, One more day in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, should I really get a summer? And I was like, no, because I got some like, good clients. And it's funny, because for all the kids that I started working with at that time, they're actually men now. One's the second baseman at Pepperdine. Like Denzel's center fielder at San Diego State. There were a few other guys that I was like working with at that time, but they were like freshmen and eighth graders.
Yeah.
And I was looking at them, and then I was saying, potentially, like, these guys could really be good ball players. And so I was like, one more day in the sun. Or, like I said, had it been, like, another chance to go play indie ball. And it's funny because I got calls, like, after. Even I got one two summers ago from one of my former JUCO coach, Selwyn Young. He was out in he had a team in Edinburgh.
Is that B-Y's dad?
BY's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BY's Brandon Young, who plays for the Gays.
Yeah. He had brought it. He had purchased the team.
Yeah.
I think in like Eddingsburg or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had hit me up like, hey, homie. Because BY's dad is funny. He's like, BY's dad is like, first of all, I love this dude. But BY's dad is like a country hood dude. You know what I'm saying? He's like a country hood dude, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll say, tell you something in a very country accent, yeah. but it'll be like some hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like hood. Like, hey, homie, like, hey, I shank motherfuckers too. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
You're like, I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Right. Sounds delicious.
Sounds awesome.
Right. But yeah.
So this was two summers ago. You
actually, let me see.
And you're 30. Three summers.
Like 3 summers ago. So I think I was like 30.
In your early 30s now.
Yeah, I'm 33.
You're 33. So yeah. Like to get the call at 30.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, it was dope.
I have dreams about that all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a recurring dream of getting the call at 40. Right. 42.
Right. When the draft comes on.
Hey, we need a soft hitting, no throw, no run DH on the Yankees. We need you, Laz.
We want another Paul Burt.
Yeah. Right.
Bring us Paul Burt.
So now you're the head baseball coach at Sarah.
Yeah.
You've had a couple of high draft picks under your tutelage.
Yeah.
Donovan Smith, is that his name?
Dominic Smith. He's actually
with the Mets.
He's in big leagues now with the Mets.
Yeah. Are they going to let him play first base? Because I saw the Mets just
move him to
released,
the outfield. Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The no fun zone.
Yeah, he is no fun zone.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about Adrian Gonzalez is?
Yeah.
I said that when he was in L.A.
Yeah.
When the Dodgers were rolling.
Right.
Adrian comes back. They start losing.
We did say that. Yeah. Last year when Bellinger came back, who came up, and like Corey Seager was killing it, and they were rolling.
Straight rolling.
Right. And I remember we were in the Gays dugout, and I was like, dude, I think this is going to be a problem with Adrian Gonzalez comes back because he's in no fun zone.
Big time
and,
no fun
and they're
zone.
Like all 23 years old and killing it in the big leagues.
Yeah. With Puig?
Yeah.
With Puig?
I mean, that clubhouse must have been amazing.
I'm sure.
And fucking Grandpa Adrian comes in. He's like, I'm playing now. Yeah.
You guys got to get serious.
Yeah. Fuck, we're 50 games over 500,
right,
dick.
Right. This is not how you play games in the big league.
Play
level.
The right way. Burr, durr, durr, durr.
There is no professionalism in here.
Yeah.
You guys got to get professional.
Yeah.
And then they start losing. Because what's funny is, remember, he came back and was hitting. He was playing well.
Yeah.
But they were losing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look and you're like, they don't put him on the playoff roster. Yep.
Yeah.
No fun zone.
No fun zone, man.
Yeah. But yeah, no Dom. Dominic Smith.
Yeah.
Marcus Wilson. Marcus is in high A. With the Diamondbacks, and then Ryan Dobson, he's in low A with the Diamondbacks. Sean Reynolds, he's in low A with the Florida Marlins, with Miami Marlins.
Jordan, wow, that's a lot of dudes.
Jordan Miro, he'll be in rookie ball. Actually, I'm sorry, he'll be in A ball basically like in a month because he just got drafted out of college. He'll be in A ball with the Dodgers. I'm sure there's some more that I'm probably missing, but no, Solomon Bates. He just got drafted. He came out of SC.
Yeah.
He's Giants.
Oh yeah.
Giants.
Giants drafted a black guy?
Giants drafted a black guy.
Thank God, man. I've been like, I was at fantasy camp telling the Giants, telling Bill Lasky, telling Rich Aurelia, telling all these guys. I'm like, you guys got to get blacker fast.
Right.
Dude. This team is way too white.
Right.
You know, there's just a lack of dynamic athletes.
Right.
And I was like, and they, you know, they signed McCutcheon. And,
yeah.
And they got a guy named Alan Hansen now that I've been talking about for the last few weeks.
I haven't seen him. Is he good?
He's a brother, and he's got fucking dreads, and he rakes, and and he runs.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's great.
That sounds good. Great. Check.
American black man playing right. baseball. Love it.
Right.
You
know, he's a pitcher. Came out of SC.
Yeah.
Solo. He gets up to probably like 9'7". And he is literally built like your refrigerator.
So pretty good, but with a dent in it?
He's yeah.
That dent in my fridge is a Kate McQueen dent.
There is a big, there is a big ass dent.
Yeah.
damn you, Kate!
Damn you, Kate! I open hand punched that thing, put a dent in it.
Yeah. That's definitely a drunken night. I had too much to drink. I punched that refrigerator.
Yeah, but I punched it with my open hand. It didn't break my hand like an idiot.
Right.
Like LeBron.
Like LeBron.
Right.
Yeah, maybe LeBron.
And Hunter Strickland. We'll get to that in a second. So as a head baseball coach, here's my question. You rock a big gold chain when you play for the Gays.
Yeah.
Do you rock the big gold chain when you coach for Sarah?
Sometimes. I think you should rock it out
100% of the time. Yeah. You know, but of course, you know, in high school, you're dealing with parents and stuff and blah, 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 and appearances.
And principals and athletic directors.
I just,
you know. What do you mean you don't rock it out, though?
Like, I'll wear it, but it'll be like, it'll be inside. Like tucked inside.
Oh, yeah.
Like my fleece or like, you know, like the hot jacket or something like
just,
that.
Just a hint of a big, thick gold chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, we were on like a little losing, you know, a little snide, and start wearing it as a, like, good luck.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we started winning.
Yeah.
And then.
You can't take it off now.
Yeah. And that's like, I got to wear it.
Yeah.
It's now like the Miami turnover chain.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly
you
what it's like.
Keep rocking it.
Yeah, no. And it's funny in terms of chains, one of the guy, one of my my pitching coaches, he's he does security, but he does for like Go Gods.
Yeah.
And that's how I got that chain. Uh-huh. But then they're doing us an RBI chain for next season.
Ooh,
so guys will get to rock the RBI chain in the dugout.
Oh, that's awesome.
RBI chain in the dugout. God. Yeah, I'm not a traditional high school coach. I'll be honest and say that. I'm definitely more. You get guys who say like, "Oh, I'm a player's coach." It's like, "No, bro, you're like you're just trying to be their best friend."
Yeah.
You know, like, "I'm a player's coach because it's a lot of stuff that, you know, like most coaches wouldn't go for who have rules."
Yeah.
It's one thing if you don't have any rules and it's like, "I'm a player's coach." Like, "No, you're the homie coaching baseball."
Right, right.
You know? Yeah. Opposed to like, "No, like, yeah, I have rules. Like, yeah, I'll get in your shit if I need to."
Yeah.
You know, like, "I'll meet you at the foul line and tell you what I need to tell you."
Everybody touch the fence. Yeah. I'm more of a player's coach on the Gays just because we're all grown-ups. You know, what am I going to do, make you guys run lines?
Right.
Have meetings afterwards? We played against this dude, like, in an adult league who had
amazing stories.
Meetings after the games when we beat him, you know. He'd circle them all up. And, like, these are a couple, they had a couple real players on their team.
They did.
And they had BY, who we're talking about, and Sammy Carter, who plays with us, who just went to pro ball. He's still chasing the dream. And they had him, you know, circled up like duck, duck, goose, sitting like, in cross-legged.
Do flagpoles after losses.
Right? Like, and he's screaming at him.
Yeah, like, yeah.
"You're not
like, I can't believe you guys." And he's like pointing over to our side. He's like talking to their guys and pointing to our side. I'm like, you know, like, what are you giving them? The Aki Grado? You know? "I can't believe you guys lost to a fucking bunch of Gays." You know? Like, what are you guys doing giving them the Aki? Like, they don't have one guy over there that would play in this organization.
Yeah, right.
No, and he was like really mad though. No, for real, that's
it's hilarious.
Part. And it was what made it bad is that like we're all like walking out like laughing, you know, and we're like grabbing children by hands.
Yeah.
Other guys are grabbing beers. Yeah. You know, just walking out the dugout. Yeah. Like, yeah, see you guys again next week if you can make it.
Call me after your meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Me the pizza parlor for fucking pitchers.
Yeah, right.
It's
we're doing film funny. After this, guys.
Film session, 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, well, let's go around the league, because this is what the Sliders want.
Did you guys get into some baseball?
What's that? Yeah, let's get in some MLB. Mm. So, Telly, what we do is we just kind of go around the league, talk about who's good and who stinks. Yep. The one rule is if you're under 500, we don't talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
So let me bring it up, the standings. Now, Telly, we're going to talk about your squad, because – you're a longtime Braves fan.
Long time.
When did it start for you? Because you're an LA kid. Literally, like, how did it become the Braves?
Literally at five. It was it was the first team I played on in T-ball.
That happens with a lot of kids. Yeah.
It was the first team I played on in T-ball. And mind you, 28 years ago.
Right.
The Braves, like, mind you, the Braves are good again now. But that was
28 years ago was what?
Early 90s.
It was 1990. Yeah. It was the year before they were good. They were terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm at five, you don't really know.
No.
But then at six, we were the Braves again.
Yeah.
So then 91 came, 92 came, and we start running off pennants.
You were six in 91 and 92?
It's crazy, 90s. Right?
God.
Yeah.
I was a junior in high school. Yeah. So,
whatever. I was a junior in high school. And you're still, hey, listen, and we're still playing ball together.
Yeah, right.
That says a lot about you, Andy.
I'm pretty good then. That's
aging,
pretty good.
Aging fine like wine.
Dude, I saw a guy I graduated high school with. Instagram for the, like the first time I've ever seen this man since high school. And he looks 90 years old. Like, his hair is, like, wispy. He's, like, got that, like, old man, like, scared. You know, like, old white man turned 90 years old. They look like they're frightened. You
know? Made you feel a lot better about yourself?
Yes and no. Yes, that I don't look like that. But know that somebody my age looks like that. Yeah. You know, I don't know what it was.
I think it's good.
It's good. But it made me feel terrible.
It's one of those moments where you're like, you've had a lot of serious moments.
You've had a lot of serious moments, too.
You've seen some shit.
Definitely seen some shit.
Yeah, that's what happens to you if you have a job. You get old fast.
You get old quick.
Yeah. All right, let's start in the NL East with your Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Are 43-29.
Yep.
We've talked about Ozzie Albies and Acuña.
Yeah.
But I was just looking at their stats. Freddie Freeman is
He's a monster. Freddie Freeman is one of the best kept secrets in the big leagues. Some of it is because you got all these other guys that people like to talk about.
Yeah.
And then he's dealt with a few injuries.
Yeah.
But the first, I knew Freddie Freeman was a guy the first time I saw him play down to spring training. I saw Jason Hayward. That was the first year him and Hayward came up together. Seen Hayward hit a line drive probably about hat high to the center fielder. And I was like, that guy's pretty good. And then Freddie Freeman came up two hitters later and hit a ball out of the stadium. And I was like, that guy's really good at baseball. Who is that?
Yeah. You know? He doesn't, like on TV, he doesn't look like a super athlete. But then you like look at his like his stats and he's like 6'5", 235.
Oh, yeah.
He's a monster.
Monster of a man.
Monster.
And he like wrestles the baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the swings he takes is almost like he's wrestling the baseball.
He's a little inside out, right?
Yeah. He has it's interesting because
it's not a classic left-handed swing.
No. It's not.
It's not Hunter Pence.
No,
but it's not.
Have you ever seen the scout? You ever seen the scouting report on Hunter Pence for the scout that drafted him?
No. Let me guess. This guy does everything wrong, but he's effective.
The scout that drafted Hunter Pence said he runs like a rotary phone thrown inside of a running clothes dryer. That's what the scouting report said. He runs like a rotary phone thrown inside of a running clothes dryer. All over the place. I was like, oh, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
And then it's crazy because then it goes to say, like, yeah, he checks out on all the tools, though.
Yeah.
The arm tool, the hit tool, the power tool, the speed tool.
Yeah. It's he like, throws wrong. He shot he puts the ball.
He does. But
he shots puts lasers.
It's amazing.
It's truly amazing.
You're talking about gift? That's just. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, that's one of those, again, do not teach your kids to play like that. They will not get his ability.
So there's this guy, like when I went to fantasy camp, they go through these like outfield drills and stuff. And, you know, and Mike Felder, Tiny Felder, he played with the Brewers and the Giants. He's like the outfield guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically motherfucking Hunter Pence the whole time. He's like, don't do it like motherfucking Hunter Pence. You don't feel the ball on the inside. You feel it out. You just circle it. You don't drop a knee in the outfield. You know, like.
That's him.
He had, you know, a real good career in the big leagues.
Yeah.
All right, so Washington's coming up. They're 39-32. Philly's 38-32. Fucking Joe Prano's Mets suck. They're hot August garbage.
Suck.
They're 10.5 back. Miami. Jesus Christ.
They'll relocate again, maybe.
Thoughts on Harper, though?
Oh, Harper's special.
What do you think he's going to do, though? What do you think?
Oh, he's, truthfully, because... let me say this. I think he's going to see the writing on the wall eventually that they just don't have that it factor to be a World Series team.
Washington.
And I'm saying even with the talent. Even with the Scherzer and the Strasburg, even with the talent.
They just don't get it done.
Yeah, like for instance, like your Giants, mm-hmm. like they'll have a bunch of like one superstar and some Tom, Dick, and Harrys. Yeah. Like, some Tom, Dick,
Tom
and Harrys.
Dick, and Harrys.
Yeah.
Even a superstar is kind of hard.
Yeah.
Even a superstar is a push.
Yeah.
No, but I say like,
yeah,
that,
I
like,
mean,
yeah.
Buster is getting worse and worse every year.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's,
yeah.
He's marginally good now.
Yeah, like, he is.
He used to be great. He's not.
He's like moating out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, really, they'll have like a one household name guy pretty much. And then you get like a Bumgarner who doesn't even really have like special stuff.
Like, no, Bumgarner just like pitches 91.
Yeah, he just pitches with attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you fucking hit this ball, we're going to fight. You know?
You're like, dude, it's 91. I might hit it.
Yeah. He's like, don't be mad at me. Like, don't be mad at me.
Pissed,
right. You're throwing 91.
Yeah.
This is the big league. I throw 101.
When Bumgarner got pissed at Puig for pimping a home run, like... Yeah. I
don't
get
look
it,
at
Puig.
Me.
Like, I'm not one of those Giants fans who's like, motherfucking Puig. Right. Like, this guy fucking swam from Cuba just to get here. Like, yeah. Why is I'm here.
Yeah.
Why is everybody mad?
Right.
He paid the cartel.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You should be celebrating.
Right. Yeah,
bro. Anything you get good here. Right.
Yeah. You've been here the whole time. Why are you so pissed?
Right. You got hooked up.
I got 12 potatoes a week.
Right.
Government issued potatoes.
Government issued, right.
And I got kidnapped and I just went back.
Right.
That's why I'm so jacked.
Right. I didn't make it the first couple
right,
of times.
Right. Like,
and a few poacher stamps
is
what they gave me at the end.
Right. Why are you so mad, bro?
Right.
All right.
But so, Harper's good, though. Harper
is good.
I think he'll end up, truthfully, I think he'll end up. A couple years ago, I was saying the Yankees, but the Yankees, they really got over on the Cubs in that deal with the Gleyber Torres. And it's like, we'll let you brawl Chapman for a few months.
They got Gleyber Torres from the Cubs.
From the Cubs.
Yeah. For a rental for Aroldis Chapman.
We'll let you rent him for a few months.
Wow.
And we'll have more money and we'll get him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you. We're still the Yankees.
So, I mean, and even on the same notice, you know, with Bryce Harper is the same with Mike Trout. And I think Trout will see the writing on the wall before Harper does. And when you look at a guy like Trout, again, a lot of the great baseball players, and Trout is, he's outstanding.
The greatest.
Yeah, Trout is outstanding.
Yeah.
But great guys like
greatest white baseball player of all time?
I would have to say so.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let me say this. There are a lot of brothers that played the game and a lot of Hispanics that played the game that Trout's better than.
Yeah.
Like, it was interesting. Like, 2 years ago, we were at Yankees Angels, and my wife, you know, she's kind of like, you know, kind of knows the game. She knows the game, but don't really know the players.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, babe, like, that guy right there, like, that's the best player in the game. And she's like, what makes him, like, the best? Like, how can you just definitively say that? You know, my wife is, like, very well thought. You know, well thought out.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's talking about Trout.
Yeah.
She'll challenge you.
Yeah. And she's like, how can you definitively say that?
Yeah.
Sure enough, Trout goes, Chris Young hits a ball. Trout goes, robs the home run. And I'm like, yeah, see, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? Then, like, the very next inning, then he goes big fly out of center field. I'm like, hey, babe, listen, the proof is here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The proof's here. This guy's special. But no, I do. I think Trout will end up leaving. It's hard to say he'll go to Boston because, I mean, that outfield, that young group of outfielders, they got Benintendi and
I think he goes to Philly. I think Philly's getting better.
Yeah.
And he's a huge Eagles fan. He's got Eagles season tickets.
Oh, you're right.
He's from South Jersey.
You're right. And he'll be there with Rhymes.
And I think it's funny that you say you don't think Harper's going to go to the Yankees. I think he's got Angels written all over him.
Oh, wow.
He's got Angel face.
Oh, he does. He does. Yeah. He does.
Like
you mean the Josh Hamilton
face? The new Josh Hamilton.
The Josh Hamilton
the fucking
face.
Meth.
Right.
You know?
Which is like, I was like, Josh Hamilton, you in rehab, bro. You can't go to Anaheim.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like Coke Capital.
Yeah.
What do you think about Harper coming to the Dodgers and being the face of the outfield?
You guys have so many great outfielders. You don't even need Bryce
But not
Harper.
Real. I mean, but not.
Anybody needs Bryce Harper, it's the Giants.
Yeah.
The Dodgers will get Bryce Harper as they get all the other stars after his prime. That's what the Dodgers notoriously do. I'm just being honest.
I mean, the Dodgers outfield right now is a mixture of Puig and Kemp, which you can make an argument for could be very irreplaceable. And then,
I don't know why you guys want to get rid of Puig. I don't get it.
I don't know why either.
That guy's special.
I like Puig.
He's good for LA.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying, like, I think Harper's a very Dodgers move.
Yeah, I just think he's an angel.
Not that it's even going to be a good move. Not that it'd be a good move for them,
yeah.
But it's a very, like...
Oh, yeah. But I just think he's the kind of guy who signs with the Angels. I mean, just because the
Forward
Angels...
Forward the Dodgers.
Always... Yeah, he could sign with the Dodgers.
No, I think he'll go before. I'll take
Puig with the Giants. You guys can have Bryce Harper.
We'll do a swap.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what it's like to be in the Gorky's Hernandez business.
Yeah, but I don't see Harper staying in Washington, and I don't see Trout staying in Anaheim.
Yeah,
especially again the Trout and Anaheim thing. If you look at the supporting cast, most of the guys are just about ready for AARP.
Yeah. You think so? Like I thought before I, because I was just doing an exercise by myself before we started Dirty Slides. I'm like, what is the whitest team in the big leagues? Mm-hmm. And I was sure it was the Angels. I was positive sure. It was the Angels. Right. I was like, there's no question. Like,
it's got to be the Angels.
CJ Krohn, and they always right. have yeah. white dudes.
White yeah. dudes.
Yeah, like. Like before this year, I'm pretty sure Garrett Anderson was the only black guy that ever was on the Angels, besides Donnie Moore.
Yeah,
you know, killed himself.
right. Probably from the years.
But I looked at the Angels. They got Andelton Simmons, and they got a bunch of Latins.
And they have Justin Upton.
Yeah.
You know, Pujols is obviously still there. Yeah. And like you said, some a lot of different Latin guys. But
yeah, yeah they have more Latin guys than I would expect.
Yeah, you know, old Socia's starting to lighten up, huh?
Yeah.
Or should I say browning up?
Right. I know, he won it with a bunch of white guys and Garrett Anderson. Yeah. He thought that was the answer.
Yeah.
All right, let's move the NL West. Arizona's 40-32, starting to get it back again after a little slide. Your Dodgers, Trev, are 38-33, coming back exactly how I predicted. They're just too good not to be involved.
They're gonna be there for the whole time.
Yeah.
What's Colorado at?
Your boys are worse than the Giants. They're 34-38. We cannot speak of Colorado.
Okay. Then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be
Dodgers are 1.5 games back, and then the Giants are 5.5. And they're all clumped up with the Giants, Colorado, and the Brown are all under 500.
So. I know the last slides episodes, Joe was pretty quick to jump on the Dodgers fans about being like happy for the return.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, we're not chokers, whatever. I gotta somewhat agree. I think they'll hang around. Do I necessarily think they're gonna make the playoffs?
They're gonna make the playoffs.
We'll see.
They are. They're just going to get bounced in the first round because they've got a game 7 loss on their psyche.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to win the division though.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't see
them winning the wild card.
That's the thing too. I don't think it's going to be a two team come out of the NL West.
That's
it's not
East. The East.
Yeah,
is the
East
team.
Yeah. And like so they got to win. They got to win the division in order to get in the playoffs. And Arizona's going to hang tough. Like Arizona's going to hang
young.
Tough the whole rhyme. Like I don't like Arizona. I feel like Arizona has, like, I like the Dodgers more than I like
those
Arizona.
Charcoal gray pants aren't starting to.
They're not. They're, but
at first I hated them, and now I'm like,
kind of wearing on
it's
you.
Kinda,
know?
It's kind of wearing on me, a little bit.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's move to the Central. My Milwaukee Brewers hanging tough.
That Brew Crew.
First place, 42-30. They got dark.
Yep.
See what happens?
I'm just saying,
guys.
Integration.
Integration.
Integration is key.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cubbies are a half game back. They're 40-29. The St. Louis Cardinals hanging in there because they're the fucking Cardinals and they're just so pleased with themselves.
Aren't they?
Yeah. They're just like, we're a baseball town and we've got the greatest fans in the Cardinal way. And go fuck yourselves. Pittsburgh 500 and the Cincinnati Reds, pretty much the trash of the National League. Yeah, you're fucked. Free Joey Votto. All right, American League East. The New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox are virtually tied. What do you think of these Yankees? They're just at first I was like, oh, they're like a year ahead. Like last year, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, they're a year ahead. You know, maybe they'll crash back down. But after getting Stanton and, man, they got studs everywhere.
It's the Yankee way, man.
Yeah.
Truthfully, there are only two teams in the entire American League that I can see beating the Yankees in a 7-game set. That's the Red Sox. The Astros.
Yeah.
Anyone else the Yankees play? Yeah, no shot.
The Yankees are kind of in Cleveland's head, you know.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. After that was the comeback, right? They came back on Cleveland last year.
Yeah. 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 Also, Cleveland, you lose a game 7, it fucks with you.
Big time.
You know, you're going to lose in the playoffs next year. Speaking of the Central, basically AL East, it's New York and Boston, and everybody else stinks. Sorry, fans of Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Baltimore. We don't speak of you until you're 500. In the Central, we only talk about Cleveland because everybody else is under 500 in the entire division. Cleveland. I like their squad. It's the kind of the same thing with the Dodgers. When you have a game 7 loss, it's just
messes with your psyche.
Yeah, it just fucks with your psyche, it takes a new cycle to get over it.
No, big time.
Yeah. All right, the sexiest division, the AL West. Yeah. Houston, 49-25. Seattle, 46-27.
Big surprise there for
me. Yeah, Seattle.
Big surprise there for me.
Let's talk about Seattle for a second.
I mean, especially without Cano.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing this with
D. John Segura.
Yeah, and
is it Gene Segura or John Segura? Is he?
It's Gene.
It's like Gene. Jeans. Like yeah.
Jeans. And like Denard Span.
Nelson Cruz there for a little bit.
Yeah, Nelson Cruz is still crushing.
Yeah, I mean.
And they got a couple of white guys who rake. Ryan Healy and who's their first baseman or third baseman or right fielder? Harbinger? Something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing.
Canada's own Jimmy Paxton,
yeah,
leading the American League in strikeouts, I believe. He's got like 115. Mm. The Angels are hanging in there. No Shohei. How long is Shohei Ohtani out, Trev? Do you know?
2020. He'll be back in 2020. It gave him too much money. You know, he's a Japanese pitcher. 2020, baby.
Don't you like? He was pretty impressive pitching, though.
Oh, he's good. No, this guy is good.
This guy is fucking really good.
And even hitting wise, like mechanically, it's sound.
He's very sound.
It's sound.
Yeah.
No, Shohei's good. I'm not going to knock him. The guy can play.
I really want to see him do it for a full season. Like, I'm not one of those guys who's like, oh, he can't do it. I want to see somebody pitch and hit for a full season.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But
that'd be great.
He's not going to do like this.
That's like backyard baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. All right. So that's around the league. That's what's going on, guys. All right. So it's a couple of stories from this week. One, I don't know if you saw this, Telly, but some video came out of Terry Collins 2 years ago after the whole Chase Utley slide thing.
Okay.
Right. Noah Syndergaard throws behind Chase Utley and they toss him.
You know what's crazy? I literally just watched that video last night.
Right. Okay. Okay. So here's my thing with this. This was some bullshit. He tosses the guy. So what happens, guys, is he tosses Syndergaard immediately.
Right.
Syndergaard doesn't even seems like he's like, what?
Me?
I didn't.
Right.
Huh?
Second inning.
Yeah. Second inning, right? His first AB throws behind him. All right. So so the umpire, young guy, tosses him, right?
Was it Adam Hamari?
I don't know. I don't know who it was. But it was a young kid. And the first base umpire comes up. He's like, yeah, you can't do that. It's like, what? Not in this situation. Right? And
yeah.
Not in this situation?
Yeah.
What other situation
right.
are you talking? Like, is he supposed to throw him out? This is his first at bat.
Right.
This is the situation.
Absolutely. No one's on.
Yeah.
They're not threatening to score.
Right.
Not, yeah.
Yeah. This is the situation. And this umpire goes on to say, our ass is in the jackpot if we don't do something.
That's exactly what he said.
What does that even mean?
That means we get in trouble if we don't throw you out.
Right.
So you can't decide things on the field because we're going to get in trouble from Manfred.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
I know.
That's the least dude explanation I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
Right? And so Collins goes up there and he calls him a cocksucker and whatever. And it's a pretty run-of-the-mill kind of your average
generic baseball argument.
Yep. A generic baseball argument. And then the first base umpire gets Mill. It's like, get out of there. Get out of there. Let me get in there. Terry, you know what this is. You know what this is. You know, our ass is in the jackpot. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it just bothers me so much that, like, these guys can say, this is not the situation when you're supposed to do something.
Right.
And by doing that, made it 100% worse.
Right.
So this guy breaks their teammate's leg.
Right.
And they don't even hit him. They throw behind him.
Right.
Which I feel is kind of an impotent kind of thing.
Right. It is.
Like, what is that? Like, I've been thrown behind, and I never really got that mad about it. I was just like, what are you doing?
I'll stick up for my fellow Dodger. It was a little up. It was a little up, you know, a little up in the head.
It was behind his butt. It wasn't even close.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the guy weekend before last when I hit that line drive up the middle.
Yeah.
And then he throws the ball behind me. I remember I made a joke about it. Right. I was like, yeah, I mean, at least it was towards my leg guard. It would hit me in the leg guard. We're good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Guys get bent out of shape about certain stuff.
I don't understand the throw behind thing. I've never really got it.
No.
Like, it doesn't it just says, "Oh, I could hit you if I wanted to, but I'm not
gonna."
I could
kill you.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like, just hit him.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what are you like?
But you know the problem though, honestly, not to cut you off, but I think the problem honestly is I think Syndergaard just missed.
I think he was trying to hit him.
Listen, when you throw 100,
yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to manage 100 accurately?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, none of us do.
But then do you think he missed, or do you think he intentionally threw behind him? Like, look, motherfucker, we know what you did. Mm-hmm. I could hit you if I really wanted to hit you. Because, like, don't you think he kind of could have hit him if he wanted to?
I hope so.
Truthfully, I think he missed. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
For the same reason why the umpire ejects guys, you know, when they throw behind guys, a lot of that is like, listen, the ball didn't slip. You have great accuracy. There's no way you missed by that much. You're in the big leagues.
Right.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm just thinking, like, with his accuracy, he's a big league pitcher. There's no way I could see them saying, okay, guys, listen, let's get together. We're going to give him the pump fake here. You know, we're going to pretend to hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like in the hood. Like, if you pull a gun out on somebody, you better
shoot.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those kind of rules. Like, I don't think he intentionally missed him.
Yeah.
I think he threw behind him I think he threw at him and just missed.
But why not? Okay. But why not just let that go if you're an umpire? Why make a big, I mean, I know when I'm asking you of all people,
know,
you're
right?
Gonna be like, I don't know, but you like I just
because umpires think that the game is
all these guys make all these umpires when they do this shit they make it worse.
Yeah, because they make the game about them. They make the game about them officiating.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, no, listen, whatever happened in your playing career or your attempt to play,
we're sorry.
Yeah, bro, you got to get past that, okay? Yeah. You're a professional at this now. Yeah. It's time for you to, you know, like, be professional. Nobody showed up to watch you ump. You know what I mean? You think 40,000 hauled in here? Was that game at Dodger
Cowboy
Stadium,
Joe
too?
West?
Was that Dodger Stadium? I was like, pay $20 to park.
Yeah. Oh, Cowboy. You know? Fucking Angel Hernandez is here. Thank God.
Right.
Came to see Angel.
Angel is horrible. Because
that was the thing Neil Walker said.
Angel Hernandez is horrible behind the plate.
Awful. It's amazing he still has a job.
It's amazing. Did you see Anthony Rendon talking about him?
Oh, no.
Rendon was just like, yeah, you know, it's just bullshit, you know, when there is no umpire accountability. He said, you know, like me, he said, for me, like, you know, I've been here, I'm going to be here, so it doesn't really affect me. He said, but if I was a rookie, you know, trying to make my way, and I got a guy out there just calling these kind of, you know, making these kind of bad calls, like, I'll get sent down in the minors.
Yeah, it's
and
over.
He'll still be here umping the next
Being
day.
Being horrible.
Yeah, no, it is. It's bad. I actually had an ejection this year like that.
Yeah.
I got tossed. The guy was horrible. He was horrible all day. He real rabid with our fans.
Yeah.
Just never really had control of the game. I mean, just letting all kind of stupid go on, missing all kind of bad stuff.
Yeah.
On the field. And we get to the end of the game, and he called a horrible strike three on one of my guys, and we had the tie and run on deck. And I'm like, wow, that's just bad. You're just bad, right? Yeah. And so I'm like talking to the other coaches, and so I like, you know, I chirp at him, like, I've seen better blues than a box of crayons.
Solid. Solid bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I don't even think he like really like hurt me, but he might have. Yeah. So the guy's like walking off the field with his partner.
Yeah.
And then like turns around.
This is after the game's over.
Game's over. Yeah. And then like turns around and runs back on the field, like, and like runs at me and like charges towards me. And in my mind, as I'm watching this play out, I'm thinking like, dude, like,
is he gonna tackle me?
Yeah, like, dude, like, make sure that you, I don't feel threatened, because once I feel threatened, I'm fucking you up.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's where I was. That was all planned through my mind. Mind you, I got my Oakleys on. Yeah. You know, I'm talking to the other coach, like, yeah, I'm part of it's horrible, right? Right? Hey, and the guy comes charging back on, and he's like, and then his partner's like trying to grab him, and he's like, and I'm just like, dude, like.
How far does he sprint at you?
He probably, let's say this. So, just general, you know, dugout space and like exit space for for a fence. I'm just on the other side of the pitcher's mound, on the first base side, and he exits the first base side dugout. You know, and then he turns back around, and he probably gets, okay. So you know, you have the dirt line for the, you know, fair foul line,
right?
And he gets right back onto the grass, and so he's probably still a good, I don't know, 7-8 feet away from me. Probably a good 8 feet. And
when he starts slowing down?
When he allows his partner to grab him.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. He allows his partner to grab him. His partner's grabbing him. And he's like,
don't do it.
Yeah. He's like, don't think about it, man. Yeah, you know? Yeah. And
it's not worth it, bro.
And the dude's like, all day. Your fans were on me all day. And I'm like, hey, relax, man.
You're making it worse.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, dude, relax. Like, it comes with the territory. Yeah. You're not like, I'm professional.
Yeah.
And he's like, and all day, you were on me about every call all day. And I'm like, hey, dude, like, relax, man. So then he turns around and he's like, all day, you, all day. And I was like, yep, all day. You didn't get one call right. Yeah. All day, not one call right. Dude walks off the field again, comes back and says, you know what? You're gone.
Tosses
me out the game.
After the game?
Game's over. And he left the field twice. No, here's what makes it worse.
You're like, game's over, man. Where do I go? So eventually, I will go home.
Right. And that's true. And that's what I was just like, really? I'm like, well, we're leaving anyway.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, our bus is this way. Yeah. So. But what makes it
worse.
But
I will go on my own time, thank you.
Right. And what makes it worse, though, is. So I have to obviously write an incident report for my athletic director.
Yeah.
And so I write a full out thing, you know, had my wife proofread it, you know, so it's all together.
It's tight.
You know, and send it in. This guy sends in like this little paragraph of some like garbage.
Yeah.
And then you can tell he must have read my version of the altercation. And then he like goes back and he sends in like these paragraphs, and it's just like, then he says, somebody from their side told me, you better watch your back. Like, I don't know who said it. Yeah. What made it worse, though? Here's what made it worse. And this is, you know, and y'all know, I'm like trying to be better. So I try not to go here, but I just have to go here. Here's was the bitch assness in the whole shit. So somewhere in the lettering, in one of the follow-up letters, there was a letter from another coach, North Torrance. I'll go ahead and say it. North Torrance's coach. And he's like, yeah, I was a fan observing the Sarah versus Torrance game, and I just thought the Sarah fans were unruly and And in my mind, you know what I'm thinking, lads? In my mind, I'm thinking like, motherfucker, you know we about to play y'all in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. It's about to get real unruly.
Yeah. So after it was 12-1 in the third.
Yeah.
And here's the funny thing. Here's what made it really soft, the move that the head coach did. Amazingly, he couldn't be there for that game. He had to go out of town. And he had his assistants.
He had a post-snitch vacation.
Yeah, and he had his assistants come do the game. And to show you
that is weak as fuck.
Isn't that weak? And to show you the class, to show you the class that Tilly has and Sarah High School has, we were having taco day and we fed all their kids and we fed their coaches.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, yeah, you know, it was one of those like, yeah, take that with you. Bye bye now.
Sorry about the beating. Here's some tacos.
Here's some tacos, guys.
For your tum tums.
Right. Hey, listen, your hearts might not be full, okay? But your tummies will be.
Your tummies will be. Okay, sweet pea.
Shit's fired.
Right.
Speaking of horrible umpires, Cowboy Joe West.
Oh, my God.
This is another thing that happened this week. Padre manager Andy Green went after Cowboy Joe, and he tossed him, and... you know, he was. I guess Andy Green was yelling at him, and he threw down his hat. And Cowboy Joe West picked up his hat and handed it to him, which is awesome. Which is probably the first cool thing Cowboy Joe has ever done.
Ever done.
But
horrible Andy, zone two.
Ugh, awful. Andy Green did get off one good line. He's like, "I'm going, Joe. I'm gone. You can go back to being horrible now."
I'm definitely using that.
Yeah. I'm going to use that, too. That's great. Another thing that happened this week is Pirates reliever Stephen Brault sings the national anthem before a Pirates game in uni and crushes it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to tell you, anytime I see an athlete sing the national anthem, I just think about Carl Lewis.
So do I. It's all I ever think about.
Carl Lewis PTSD.
There's nothing else. So there's said, really like, nothing else.
This guy was pretty good. I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch
it. It's not the same.
Because in my brain, I hear Carl Lewis cracking and being like, hold on now. I'll get it.
I'll take care of this.
I'm going to clean it up right here.
I've been practicing. Hold on.
Damn vocal coach. That should have taught me better. He told me how to get myself out of ringers.
Man, Carl, he should have gotten another hobby that
wasn't so brutal. He could have been a backup singer, like a vocal singer.
Or just anything besides singing. Like, you know.
Something.
Like teach people how to run.
Yeah.
Like, why not... pottery. Like, why do you have to go and like, you could've know, definitely he could have painted. Arts and craft.
Yeah, could have been a painter. Yeah.
Like, why do that to yourself? That's fucking rough.
I mean, especially, you got to understand how things work universally.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is like, listen, God already gave you an amazing gift.
Right.
You probably maxed out on gifts.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So the chances are that you had
your moment in the sun. Like,
you got to check out
an amazing Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
All of the Chances are you probably tapped out in the talent area there.
And the problem is, like, when I close my eyes and I think about Carl Lewis, I don't see him running the fucking last anchor leg of the 4x100.
Right.
I just think, hold on now. And that's a fucking tragedy.
That is a tragedy. Especially
tragic.
Especially when you think about his epic career.
Yeah.
Yeah. The great things, the accomplishments that Carl Lewis had.
Yeah.
And all now you can see is the anthem.
Hold on now. I'll get it.
Tough. Yeah, no, it is. That's tough.
It's the fucking worst. All right. This is a little section we call sliding into our DMs. We've got the dirty sliders. They like to write us little notes and things and stuff to talk about. It's like fan mail.
Yeah, you know? Nice.
One little thing I wanted to bring up.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
So back to the Terry Collins video.
Yeah.
So where that was like a year and a half, like two years ago.
Yeah.
Word that blew up was like on Twitter, like a weekend ago, like whatever it was that it got all the hype, whatever. Everybody's thoughts on like that blew the fuck up, got baseball a lot of notoriety,
mm-hmm.
and then MLB took it off Twitter.
They scrubbed it.
Nobody can watch that because the collective bargaining agreement, the umpires have a little clause that nope, like the public can't watch what the umpires have to say to like the managers. Basically, they can't, nobody can watch that video because the umpire's talking to a manager.
It's kind of like the antitrust law for umpires.
Is it just not some bullshit? Like,
no,
isn't
it
that-
is. It's more lack of accountability for umpires. Like, you can't see how horrible we
guys
truly
really
are.
But besides, but is that not like when it like when that hit Twitter, that blew Twitter the fuck up, and that's the first time anything baseball related has blew up Twitter to where like
you mean Terry Collins calling a guy a cocksucker was like the biggest baseball Twitter blow up ever.
Pretty much. Wow. I mean, like we'll keep it pretty much. Yeah. Like that's not. Like, because there hasn't been anything besides that. So we're like, because that's the thing, too, is where somebody could get, like, we all could see the video.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time anybody saw a video of a coach going at an umpire like that? It's been a minute.
That's really
no,
good.
It's true.
Like, but a real, but then, so then for that to blow up Twitter, but then for baseball to scrub it, I think it's just like, don't we all want to get younger people to watch baseball? I mean, isn't baseball struggling with the NBA and the NFL trying to get viewership? But yet we have this thing that blows up Twitter for a weekend, for like a whole weekend. We're talking Saturday, Sunday. It's a big Twitter day.
Yeah.
But everybody's focused on this baseball video, and then we're going to scrub it. Like, fuck all y'all. We're not going to – we don't want to watch any of that shit.
No, I mean, I feel like, if they had any brains, they would be – like, they'd get rid of the pitch clock or whatever and fucking, you know, mic all the players and see how funny they are and see how fucking horrible the umpires are.
Mic everybody.
Mic
everybody. Every player gets a fucking mic. What do you do? You're not doing anything in the field besides just, you know, somewhat low-key standing there.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a fucking mic, no matter what
the
fuck
awesome.
Happens.
People would watch.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Oh, they'd be like, that wouldn't be reality TV. That'd be actuality
TV. Actuality TV. No, I would love that. And I think everybody would love that. But again, baseball's about, you know, like baseball's like Ohio. It's always like just 10 minutes behind, you know, like whatever's
really
happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and it's also an entity that you can't look at their books.
Nope. They're so, like Major League Baseball is like a private, like a monarchy. They have their own set of rules.
Yeah.
They're like, listen.
They're like the Catholic Church.
Yeah. They're like FBI.
They're like Vatican City.
We'll let you in when we're ready.
Yeah.
Mr. President, when we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, we'll let you in.
Yeah. You can't look at our books.
Yeah.
Because we say so. We made that rule and you agreed.
Yep. And we'll parade around guys. Clearly on steroids for a number of years.
Yeah. And then we'll say, no.
We'll boost ratings.
Yeah.
And truly, I think even with the Terry Collins thing, I think that's even kind of like on that same line of like, we'll kind of expose this. We'll get a few more people to watch. Because think about it. You'll get a few more people to want to watch games to try to see like, oh, is there going to be? But I mean, obviously, you'll lose it. You'll lose that buzz fast because you won't have anyone else, you know, basically exposing that kind of material from umpires. But I think that they took, truthfully, I do. I think they took it off because it's one of those things, again, it's like if you have access to it all the time, then it's like, oh, no, I'll just go watch this video. Opposed to like, no, they're trying to boost fan ratings. So you want to boost fan ratings to get people to watch games. It's like, oh, well, let's just turn on some games and see what happens. Now, again, the problem is unless you have something else that comes out, like soon.
Yeah.
The people who started watching, they're going to go back to Pokemon.
Or whatever. I know.
Yeah. And Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Right? Never played it.
I feel
old as fuck that I've never played Fortnite.
I only know Fortnite because I coach high school.
I only know Fortnite because I watched the NCAA tournament and all those like kids were talking about it. Sliding into the DMs. That's what I was doing. Not the best host in the league for nothing, folks. Hold on. Let me look it up. Not as slick with a Twitter as Joe. Sorry, guys. Bing on boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exclusive.
The first one. Okay. Here we go. Speaking of Mike Trout, the greatest white baseball player of all time.
Yep.
This comes from Gerald at McTague Shane. All right. He's just saw this. he retweeted this guy, Ted Berg, and said, "Holy crap, saw this on Baseball Reddit and couldn't believe it was true. Mike Trout has not gone more than two straight games without reaching base since he became a full-time big leaguer in 2012. And Gerald said, "Is this on the same level as the DiMaggio 56-game hit streak?"
Wow.
Not more than two games for how many years is that? 6 years?
Wow.
Kind of. I mean, I think it's just as impressive. It's just it doesn't have that. You have to explain it too much. You
absolutely.
Know? Like, you know, you're like, yeah. He has reached, hasn't. What? How do you say it?
Right.
You could just say, Joe DiMaggio got to hit 56 straight games. You,
right.
Yeah. So, like, it's awfully
not
impressive.
Not as complex.
But, yeah, I got to think about it to, like, you know, tell people. So
it's a very impressive stat. It's funny how Major League Baseball is full of these kind of stats.
Yeah.
It's just full of these kind of stats. Like, things that you wouldn't even think to, like, record. Baseball's recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, and we have the facts for you.
Yeah. No, it's like, this guy hits 212 against left-handers in night games in the Eastern time zone.
Right.
When he's like, playing at home.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, does he?
Right.
Yeah. I feel like there's a Dodgers announcer.
While wearing
Ross
molded
Porter.
Cleats.
Do you remember Ross Porter? Maybe you're too young for Ross Porter. Porter was the king of, like, he hits 236 against a man named Hernandez. In Texas at night, when they
right,
yeah, yeah, it's right. Like, Jesus, Ross,
right. After he's had watermelon juice,
yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And deep fried right. pickles.
This comes from Tristan Bledsoe at T Bledsoe. What's up, guys? Guys, my name's Tristan from San Diego, and was wondering if you guys had a favorite MLB. Jersey, past or present, whether it's from your team or not. Being a lifetime Padres fan, I may be a little biased, but I love the brown jerseys they wear for Friday home games. Hashtag bring back the brown, as well as the blue and orange pinstripes from the 98 World Series. Love the pod and fuck Chase Utley. Tell, do you have a favorite jersey, past or present?
I do. This one's a little tough. I always liked those, the Seattle Mariner, that turquoise one, believe it or not.
The turquoise one, the one, it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got the Mariners, it's got the two-stripes down.
You know what other jersey I like?
It's a turquoise version of their white home unis, right?
The Brewers have a throwback one. With the,
it's like a blue and yellow pinstripe.
Yeah, that one's kind of
yeah.
That one's pretty sweet.
Like the Brewers jersey that Sheffield wore his rookie year.
Yeah.
I liked the Phillies Rhodes from the 80s. You know, when they were like they're the light blue.
Oh yes, with their burgundy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodness, those are sweet.
Those are pretty hot. What's up? Okay, cool. Those are pretty hot. What else? You know, as much as I semi-loathe the Cardinals and loathe how much the Cardinals are in love with themselves and the Cardinal fans are in love with themselves.
The powder blue one?
The powder blue one is great. But just
fire.
Like...
Fire.
Just the whole Cardinals look... Yeah. The insignia and the bat and the Cardinals. It's dope.
It's a very good thing.
It's a very good jersey.
It's like the first time I saw the Brewers hat.
Yeah.
With the MB with the and it's like the glove.
Yeah.
I was like, that's clever.
That's hot.
I was like, that's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did like the original Marlins black hat with the F and the Marlin.
Yeah.
What about you, Trev? Do you have any favorites?
I always like the Astros little rainbow-ishy.
Yeah.
The old school. I always liked the Astros.
You like that Glenn Davis era?
I did.
J.R. Richard era.
Yeah, I did. I like that. They're ugly as fuck. I like them. Like, I dig them just being out there.
Yeah.
I like that one. The Astros.
Did you love... Because you're only like 25. Mm-hmm. Do you love them ironically?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't.
I love them because they look ugly. Right. they look bad, so I like them. You know what I mean? Like, because
that
like...
it was a brutal look. Like in that ass, in that rainbow jersey in the Astrodome with that shitty turf. It was a tough look on TV in the 80s. Man. I'm just telling you.
The old the Diamondbacks purple.
The one like their one. World Series team.
Yeah, those are fire.
The black Diamondback one is pretty sweet too. The black all black one they have. They have an all black one with like gold. It's like a gold with black writing on the front and the back. Oh, it's crispy. That's an all black one. Like they
is
don't
that new or old?
It has to be one of the new ones.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really seen them wear it like a lot, but I've seen it before and I'm like, wow, I've never seen that one.
Yeah. I like the Orioles. I mean, like I like the Giants okay.
I say, do you like the Orioles because it's orange and black, like the Giants?
I mean, I actually think the orange and black is kind of an unfortunate color combo. Like, I think it's a pretty tough look to pull off. But I just, for some reason, I just feel like the Orioles looks better than the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the color combo. Yeah.
All right.
The Braves, I like the Braves, the one with that... different like A. I'm trying to think what kind of A it is. The one Hank Aaron wore.
Oh yeah. The old Braves. The old Braves was pretty dope.
Very sweet.
Pretty sweet. But what else we got here? Okay. This is from MC McNuggets. He asked this question. I was gonna. This is definitely a good question. Are pitchers too picky about throwing a ball in the dirt and then having it thrown aside, or is that to get it cleaned up? Those aren't the pitchers. That's the hitter.
Yeah.
You want to explain that, Tal?
I mean, truthfully, as a hitter, you know, you want every advantage you can possibly get.
Right.
So obviously. A wider baseball a lot of times has a greater appeal to your retina.
Yeah.
So the wider the baseball gives you a better opportunity to see seams. And that's what a lot of it really is. So
if they get scuffed, you can have more movement on it. So that's the hitter asking for a new baseball.
Right, absolutely. So the game just kind of put that in.
Yeah.
The I don't know if
Griffey used to kick them away.
Yeah. I don't know if people know this, but the average life of a Major League Baseball is one pitch.
Is that right?
Yeah, baseball has stats for everything.
you're right.
Stats for everything. The average life of a Major League Baseball is one pitch. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. Yeah. Good stat. Good stat, Tal. We had a couple more questions. I wrote them down, but I want to make sure I get these dudes. This is from Mick P. At Mick P. My question for the slides is dealing with walk-up songs / warm-up songs for a pitcher. What if the player is a dude, but his song is Answer to No One by Colt Ford? Look it up. I'd love to get your takes on this song in general. I did look it up. It's a fucking douchebag song. And I'm going to play it for you guys. Like, I can see if you're kind of a douche, like... kind of liking this song. I mean, it's catchy. I get it. But it's dumb as fuck. So I don't know if you can hear this, Sliders, but I'm going to play it for these guys. Can you imagine yourself walking up to this song?
Hell no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to hit now.
Oh, shit.
No.
I mean, that feels like Bryce Harper's walk-up song, does it not?
Let me tell you this. If someone walked up to that song...
ear hole.
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
Oh.
One, I'm going to give the right between the number six.
Yeah.
Give him a spine job.
Don't ever fucking do
give
that again.
Give him a spine job.
Yeah. If any of the gays asked for that song, you can't have that song.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's hella stupid.
Just the intro, I mean.
So our answer for that is absolutely not. Don't ever do that song.
Shit should be one of those bad beer commercials.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I guess his question is, if this dude is a dude and you really, would that be disappointing? Like, if, I don't know, if Freddie Freeman, if your guy, like.
Very, very disappointing.
Would you be like, very disappointing.
For instance,
we could have been Freddie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, love Freddie Freeman, like, just like Acuna, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Albies. I mean, hell, like, even Cabrera and these other guys that I really, you know, I really, really admire in terms of baseball, in terms of their talent. It would throw me off.
That ruin, ruin it for
it would, you? It would definitely, like, it's like the pretty girl with the bad breath.
Yes, that's exactly.
It's like the pretty girl with the bad breath. It's like, whoa, you, what'd you say, bro? It's time to go?
Yeah.
My boy, I'm his, he my ride. You be all confused, you know? You be all confused. You don't even remember who drove anymore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just be like, get it on my
even
face.
Freddie Freeman's like, hey, you want to go to Sizzler? My treat? I'm like, not anymore,
no,
man.
No, I just gave up breaded shrimp. You know? Salad bar is awesome, Tail. Yeah, the chicken wings, never mind, too. No, it is. That's a very hard
that's
song.
That's just
but,
a tough
but here's,
song.
I mean, here's the thing, too. You know, last thought on this is, if you're a dude, I just don't see a dude. Part of being a dude, it's a whole aura. It's an entire swag.
Exactly.
And part of being a dude, like, when you're a dude, when you get ready to play that song, because, mind you, you... Let me tell you this. I'm a dude, okay? Yeah. You rehearse.
No question.
You rehearse before. No, you rehearse before when you're a dude. You do. Yeah. Listen, they might tell you that they don't. Yeah. Bullshit, okay? So when you're a dude, so for instance, like the new song that I sent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to get it to play for about 2 weeks, but.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
with
that.
We're having some technical. Kate, tell me. Yeah. Katie, love you. Jonesy, thank you. You guys are great for us. Thank you.
Yeah.
But for instance, the new song. So I actually have practiced, you know, like from the intro to the song, like now I'm batting, trying to do my best Jonesy impersonation. Yeah. For your minute's gaze, the
Martell London.
He says it with a lot of love, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, it does. He leans, he's starting, I got him a new mic and he's really starting to lean into the
lean
names.
Lean all into it.
Yeah.
And so I do like test runs with him. And I'm like, I imagine myself walking to the plate with my gold chain, like, that's right, right there. And again, there's no way as a dude you can listen to that song.
You can't.
And like do a test run and just start getting the groove of like, it's time to tear some shit up now. I hear that song and my first thought is like, who's square dancing? Somebody gave me some boots. And
yeah, like a lot of walk-up songs, you know, and I learned this last year, a lot of songs are kind of like good on paper. Yeah. Like you really got to hear them outside.
Yeah.
So for if they work or not, you know, sometimes you try to be too clever. Like I tried to be too clever last year. I had Your Kiss Is On My List from my walk-up song.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious in here. Right there. It just doesn't,
same
you
feel.
Know, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a couple more slides and then we'll go into the all-time Braves dude or not a dude. Speaking of that, this is official Juan Soto fan account at Blake of .Honey. Who are the top gay dudes? Now here, and we'll get into dude or not a dude, but basically dude is just, it's just a feeling, right? A feeling like there's no rules on, you know, being a dude other than you can't be a virgin.
Right.
Sorry, Tim Tebow. Sorry, Captain America. You're not dudes. You know what I mean?
Captain America.
Yeah. So, like, I was just like, okay.
Is Tim Tebow really a virgin?
I don't know, man.
You just think in your mind. You
but, like, just the fact if you're pretending to be a virgin, that's not dude
that
behavior.
That makes it
either.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it even
here,
worse.
I'll give you a good example of not a dude to me. Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Not a dude
yeah.
because he took three guys to sneak through the Staples Center to go slap Austin Rivers. That's not dude behavior.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's like juvenile shit.
Yeah.
That you do.
That's not what a man does.
No.
A man goes to slap him by himself.
Yeah, that's when you're like, hey, Austin.
Yeah.
Invite you over for drinks.
Yeah.
You know?
Slap.
Yeah.
What did five fingers say to the face. Yeah. All right. So here are the gay dudes in question. I just pick some famous gay dudes and you guys just tell me, you know, what you're feeling. This guy a dude or not a dude? Elton John. And these are just gay men that are just out. Like, I don't know who's... These guys are out. This is not like maybe.
Yeah, there's
right?
No 50-50 show.
Yeah. These are out gay men, which is kind of a dude move just to be like, yo, I'm gay. I'm gay for real.
And I like ass.
I like ass. Yeah. I like dick. I like dick and ass.
Yeah. They just come straight out. Oh, man.
What's your gut feeling on Elton John? Is he a dude?
Oh, man.
I mean, he's had a tremendous career.
Yeah.
He wears what he wants.
True.
He probably spends too much time with Ellen DeGeneres. I think that's not dude behavior, but
I feel like EJ's that guy.
Yeah.
He's that dude. Like, he's like, you've known he's gay for so long. That's
right.
The thing. You've known.
Right.
Like, nobody ever puts up a front that, like, oh, he might be
and that's,
gay.
I
like,
mean,
it's kind of
like he's been gay
just
so
be
long
who you are
that you forget that he's like gay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You forget like, what he is.
Right. Like,
you
know? New gay guys, you're like more like, hey, is he looking at my ass right now?
Yeah.
But like with Elton.
No, I'm comfortable with Elton.
He's like, oh, that's Elton.
I know where Elton's. Yeah, I get it.
He's been gay for so long. Yeah. It's like, all right, it's just that guy.
I say dude. I mean, like, I've got no reason to think Elton John not a dude.
I'm not going to take Rocket Man away from him because he's gay. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Do you have any not a dude feelings on Elton John?
I'll be honest and say the hood in me is like, you're gay, bro. You can't be a dude. But all of my sophisticated since leaving the neighboring hoods of Inglewood.
Yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of times swag is owning shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And he owns it.
And when you've owned it as long as Elton John has owned it, it's hard to take his dude card away.
Yeah.
Hashtag dude.
Hashtag dude, right? Freddie Mercury. To me, this is like a no-brainer. If you die of AIDS, you're a dude. You fucked all the dudes.
All the dudes.
Like, you fucked every dude. Like, you...
Like, probably while playing We Are the Champions.
Yeah. Great vocalist.
Yeah.
Fucked all the dudes.
Yeah.
You know?
Great vocalist, yeah.
Is he low key gayer than Elton John?
I mean, I think he's gayer than anybody.
I will say this. I think he
was the first man to die of AIDS.
I was
famous.
If you die of AIDS, I think you're gayer than Elton John.
Right. Right.
Did he die before J.D.
You're certainly gayer than Magic Johnson.
Exactly.
Or Arsenio or Isaiah Thomas.
Touche. Yeah. Touche.
Right.
Isn't those some interesting relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Magic and Isaiah just put it all out there in 1988. No one was ready to, like, it blew everybody.
With the kiss?
Yeah.
It was like.
Are we 1,000% sure Isaiah isn't 1,000% gay?
Look, he's jealous as fuck of Michael Jordan, and
a little butt
like,
hurt.
He was very butthurt. I think Isaiah's gay because he was fucking Magic's booty, right?
good chance.
Yeah,
chance.
He was Magic's booty, and Magic was the alpha, like, of everybody. Yeah. And then this new alpha comes in. And he acts like a little bitch with him. He shuts him out of the All-Star game.
It's like, you're
he, like,
better
doesn't
than,
shake his hand.
You're better than my boo.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't, nobody's
you
better
can't
than
be better than my boo.
Yeah, nobody's
right.
better than my boo.
Yeah.
Everybody knows my boo's the best.
Yeah.
I mean,
the scorned ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the thing that throws me off with Isaiah is there's like, I have this thing where I can just like read, you know, I can just kind of read some stuff and I'll just wait and I'll give you a few minutes and I'm like, yeah, you expose yourself.
Yeah,
feel it out.
So like Isaiah will be talking on national television and he'll be going and he's like, you know, and he'll be like giving his piece and you'll be like, okay, Isaiah. And then his voice will change like mid-sentence. And yeah, you know, and, you know, Magic, you know, Magic, you know, and, you know, Michael, I mean, you know, they, you know, special stuff, you know, and I'm just like, wait, bro, wait, you were talking like a guy. And then you started talking about certain men, and your voice changed like you were talking about a special woman in your life. Why is that? Yeah. You know, like, I'm never like, yeah, you know, like, just doing this podcast thing is great, you know, and I really, this has been a ball, Andy, and I love it. And, you know, Laz, you know, I really appreciate you inviting me to the podcast, you know. Been on this podcast with Andy has been the best thing of my life, you know. It's a crowning moment. You know, I'm just saying, like, yeah. It's hard to hide when you do that.
Right.
That's why, I mean, truthfully, even, you know, Isaiah had the sexual harassment, you know, the whole case, the whole thing came up, and I'm just like, I think that was a cover up.
Yeah.
That's a big old fright.
So what we're saying at the end of the day, Elton John, dude, Freddie Mercury, dude, Isaiah Thomas, not a dude.
Not a dude.
No.
You got to shake Michael Jordan's hand, man.
Yeah.
Freeze him out of the All-Star game. Not a dude move. Yeah, so of the gay men, Isaiah Thomas, not a dude.
Nope.
I had one more that I wanted to do. Let me just find it. Okay, this is from Steven Calandrino. He said, last show you guys talked about movies with the most dude actors. So I was wondering what movie has the most dude characters?
I got it.
I got one. What you got?
Heat. Yes.
Yes.
It's Heat.
Good one.
You got Pacino. You got De Niro.
Right.
You got Val Kilmer. There are a few other guys in
you
there.
You got that the guy who does all the Indian roles in the 90s
movies.
Actually,
I was going to say, yeah.
Wes Studi.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever his name was.
Yeah. The brother, the one that played Bubba. No, not him.
It was It was Serrano.
Pedro Serrano.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
that's a good one.
There were a lot of dudes in that movie.
Yeah, that's a lot of dudes.
There were a lot of dudes in that movie.
Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
Snatch. Fucking Freddy Four Fingers. Fucking Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy. Boris the Blade.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of amazing actors, amazing nicknames. Dennis Farina. All the Jewish diamond dealers. If you guys haven't seen those movies, go see those movies immediately.
Yeah.
All right. This takes us, since you're a Braves fan, this comes us to the end. Dude or not a dude. Since you're a Braves fan, we're going to go through four of your 90s Braves.
All right.
Okay. All-time Braves dudes. 90s Braves dudes. Dude or not a dude. Tom Glavine. Number one.
Oh, man. Let me say this as a Braves long time, lifetime fan.
Appreciate Tom Glavine.
I appreciate everything Tom Glavine has done for the Braves.
Yeah.
There's just something about Glavine for me. I don't know what it is.
Look, dude, he threw 900 balls that were called strikes, and he won 300 games.
No, it's amazing.
I can't give it to you.
Yeah, amazing.
You weren't that good because those balls were not strikes.
They were balls.
Yeah.
They were
the
balls,
whole reason there's a K-zone now is because of Tom Glavine.
Absolutely.
The weakest 300-game winner of all time. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Tom Glavine.
Sure, he's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm sure he is a great guy.
Yeah.
And Tom Glavine, he got what I like to call the horseshit college strike. Yeah. The one that's like, hit a spot there, hitter. Fucking hit a spot.
Hit a 6 inches outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The glove was there, so what?
Yeah.
I'm asking, did it go over the plate or not? Yeah. You know?
It was brutal.
Yeah, it was.
And like, I get it. That was the beginning of the Braves' greatness.
Yeah.
But you guys were cheating.
Yeah. I mean,
you were.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll be
honest. At least Glavine was cheating.
Glavine. Maddux was a different story.
Maddux
is definitely a
dude. No, I mean, like, listen, if you're a 5'11 white guy who throws 88 miles an hour and you carve everybody in the big.
And here's what's funny about Maddux. Maddux actually came up to the big leagues throwing like 9-2 or 3.
Yeah. And, with the Cubs.
Yeah. And was like, yeah, well, if you take some off of that, you can get more movement. He was like, okay, cool. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Another cool story, two cool stories actually about Maddux. Maddux wouldn't actually throw at the glove. He'd throw for spots on the glove.
Yeah.
So he'd aim for like, oh yeah, that piece of senior, the R on the Rawlings. I'm going after the R on the Rawlings.
Yeah.
Last cool story about Maddox. Forgot who they were playing against, obviously way back in the day. He like hung a guy. It was like a game. They were up, Braves were up by a bunch. Game kind of didn't really, really matter, but he knew that he would see them later in a bigger game. So he like hung a guy, like a curveball or something like that. Guy hits it out. You know, yeah. Hitters, pitchers traditionally are creatures of habit. So later on in the series, or like another game down the road, bigger game, he faces the same hitter and he throws him like this, like an amazing like change up or something like that, strikes the guy out in a bigger situation. And so Maddox went on to say like, oh yeah, like I gave him that curveball. I wanted him to hit that pitch out because I knew I'd see him later and yeah. I was going to carve him up with this changeup. That's dude shit.
Yeah, that's some dude shit.
Yeah.
You know, I heard people would, or, you know, a reporter or somebody would ask Greg Maddux, like, how'd you pitch today? How'd you do? And he goes, 82 out of 103 pitches executed. That's how he pitched. Did he win? Did he lose? He doesn't know. He's just like, I got 82 out of 103 that I wanted.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Chipper Next. Jones. Oh, dude. Easy. Not
easy,
a dude.
Easy dude.
Easy dude, right?
Easy dude. Yeah, easy dude for me. Yeah, like you know what completely solidified Chipper Jones for me? I'll be honest with you. As a coach, as a hitting instructor.
Was it?
Everybody's in this launch angle.
The negative sideburns? The turtleneck?
And those sideburns. And the turtleneck. Yes, Chipper, wear the turtleneck. Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, everybody's in launch angles now.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking launch angles. You know, all the analysts and the scientists are talking launch angles. And I have officially stamped a dude on every guy who's no longer in the game who has taken it upon themselves to come back and make videos like, yeah, you might want to get on top of the baseball. Yeah. And Chipper Jones was like, yeah, like launch angles. Like he made a video with DeRosa on MLB Network.
I think I saw this. Yeah, this was great.
And Chipper Jones is like, launch angles. Like, what does that mean? He hits the highest home run or something? You know, like, yeah, right. like Chipper Jones is like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, he just kind of went on and elaborate in terms of like getting on top of baseball, backspinning the baseball out, you know, which is truthfully,
That's the way to hit.
That's the real way to hit.
Yeah.
What's mostly impressive about Chipper Jones, and I always tell hitters this, but I've got a lot of guys I've worked with, and I tell hitters this because I get guys who want to fly open their front side.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them, and I'll say, listen, I can't tell you you absolutely can't hit like that because Chipper Jones stepped in the bucket and won a few batting titles.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it's really hard as hell to pull off. And I can't teach you to hit like that. So we're going to get our front side closed and we're going to get through the baseball again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, Chipper Jones, definite dude.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, dude, for me.
Another quick story.
Even though those fucking dumb. I mean, actually, his negative sideburns and his mini rat tail or whatever and his turtleneck.
Chipper.
That's exactly who Larry Jones Jr. was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so you just got to own it. And if you don't it, you're a dude. Okay.
Wait. One quick story, though.
Yeah,
go to the next one. Chipper Jones, same. I think he won like back-to-back batting titles or something like that.
Yeah.
So after.
As an older guy.
As an older guy.
Yeah.
After the second batting title, he was playing in a game. I think it was like in Colorado somewhere. Umpire calls a strike, right? Chipper Jones looks back at the umpire and says, what? Strike? Right. Goes up, gets back in the box. Next pitch, goes big fly.
Yeah.
Comes around the bases, tells the umpire. He said, you see that? You see that name up there? You see those numbers? If I don't swing at it, it's not a strike. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Chipper.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's right. He's right, you fucking dipshit umpire. God, I hate umpires right now.
They drive me crazy.
Here's one of my fucking least favorite Braves of all time because all he did was get big hits against us. Mark Lemke.
I knew it. Mark Lemke.
I say not a dude, but that's just out of pure spite.
Right.
I have no reason besides, you know, like to me, you're a little guy who got some big nuts hits in the big leagues.
I know.
You're a dude. I don't know enough about Mark Lemke to say he's not a dude. And Trevor wasn't even born when he was playing, so no. I'm sure Trevor doesn't know.
No, but, truthfully, I have to give for those reasons.
Yeah.
I have to get Mark Lemke to dude. Like Mark Lemke was, he was the dude that's like, how the hell is he in the big leagues?
Right.
You know, it's like you don't really look and say, well, he's a phenomenal athlete. The guy's 6'5".
Yeah.
None of the attributes.
None of those things.
None of the attributes. And somehow figured a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Like he was part of the era that allowed guys like David Eckstein to get in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he.
Who's your shortstop? Who's that little shortstop you guys had in the early, those early, Rafael?
Oh, Furcal?
Furcal.
Loved Furcal.
Yeah, but Furcal was an athlete.
Yeah, he was an athlete.
He was 5'4", but he had was a superstar.
An absolute hand cannon. And a drinking problem.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe I love me some island guys.
Right. Maybe, maybe kept his arm you know, fresh.
Get that loose, man.
Right.
All right. Here's our last dude or not a dude. David Justice.
Man.
I mean, like, I got to give him dude just for banging Halle Berry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But, like, did he cheat on Halle Berry? Who was wrong and who was right in that situation?
Well, here was the part that was like, oh, David, like, I don't, like, damn. You know, like, let me say this. I know some dudes that'll be like, nah, nigga, that's pimping.
Yeah.
You know? And then I know some dudes that's just like, come on, D. Come on, bro. So, mind you, he's in the big leagues. And he's one of the better guys in the big leagues, getting, you know, more, you know, little change. And
but she's a star.
She's a star.
She's an actress.
She's a star.
And she's a crazy hot black woman.
Absolutely. Still fine.
Still fine as fuck.
Still fine. Amazingly.
There's no way she's not nuts, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, because when you're that fine and you paint like that.
Yeah. And everybody's been telling you you're so hot for so long. Yeah. There's no way she can be of right mind.
Not to mention, we all know the hotter a chick is, the nuttier she is.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's science.
Yeah, it's like fine girls are kind of allowed to be a little more crazy. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. David Justice, like, you know, the thing that I just struggle with on the dude side, but it's kind of like, I can't be mad at you, David, but I'm kind of like, really, David? So, you know, him and Holly get the divorce. And he, like, gets her for, like, alimony. And I'm like, yeah.
Because she was making more money than him? Did they have kids?
I don't think they had kids.
No, they were together for, like, a year.
Yeah, but he gets her for alimony. And he, like, wins. And in my mind, I'm like, how the fuck did he pull that off? Like, you're a guy in the big leagues.
She must have been extra crazy.
Yeah, had to be. Like, he had to tell stories of, like, I came home one night, you know, she had set a fire to my entire closet. You know?
All of my Braves. For my fucking furs, man.
Right. All of my Braves memorabilia, you know. Right. All of it was out in the swimming pool, you know. World Series ring, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, it just kind of depends what she destroyed. Like, why does she owe him money? Yeah. Because she's a crazy actress, and I could see her destroying some shit. I don't know if she would go Lisa Left Eye Lopez on him.
Yeah, she burned down Andre Rison's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's kind
of. So what do you, at the end of the day, what do you think?
Oh, man. You know what, David? I'm a dude, you, because you're brave.
I gotta give him dude too.
I gotta give you a dude.
Man. I got. Yeah, he raked in the big leagues and he fucked Halle Berry, and I don't. And he got money out of her, which is amazing.
I can't be mad at you for that. I can't be.
Yeah, I don't know what she destroyed, burned down, or killed of his. She could have killed a dog or something.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Now, of course, if my wife was here, it'd have to be more politically correct.
Right.
Like, no, yeah, that's wrong. David, no, he shouldn't have done that. Honey, no, you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. Halle Berry's not crazy.
Yeah, you know, fine black women.
Yeah.
They're not, no, no they're not.
They're
no.
different than fine white women.
Yeah, they're much different. Yeah. Right? And fine Latin women.
Yeah.
No, they're totally different. Totally different.
Telly, thank you for coming in and guest hosting with us today.
No, it's been great.
Are you on Instagram, Twitter, anything like that?
No, I'm a dinosaur when it comes to technology.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I'm a dinosaur.
You can find Anthony London on Facebook. I did convince Anthony London, that's Martell London's Facebook name, to stop capitalizing all his posts. And he did. I said, Telly, I'm not telling you what to do, but people just think you're crazy. It doesn't matter what you say.
It looks crazy.
It just looks nuts. Telly, what are you doing this summer? You got anything going on this summer besides playing ball with me?
Well, actually, I do have an Instagram. I don't know any of the password information thing for it, but I do get like updates, like, "Oh, so and so wants to follow you."
Yeah.
Okay. You know where I'm from.
So you can the Dirty Slider send you a Facebook message, be like, "Hey, man, heard you on the podcast. You're awesome."
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Anthony London. There's a picture of my beautiful little girl. You'll see her as the profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And that's how you know it's your boy Telly. No. Definitely send it to me. For the summer. Summer camps as usual.
Yeah.
I got a few more guys in the pipeline. It'll be draft picks.
I might need to come to summer camp. I need to take some ground balls, dude.
Yeah, come get some ground balls.
Yeah. I need to come to summer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, so send Telly a Facebook message. Don't be weird, but you can also check him out on the Venice Gays Instagram. You can check me on Twitter at Andy Lazarus, on Instagram at Andy Lazarus, and the Venice Gays on Instagram at Andy Lazarus. Trevor, what you got, fool?
Trevor _Nickel. You can find me on the social media websites.
All right. So sure. That is the podcast. And as always, fuck Chase Utley.
Yeah, douche.
Fuck him.